Kate Glaser did everything she was supposed to do to protect herself when the coronavirus pandemic hit, around the time she was about 5 months pregnant.
I thought to myself, there's no way I have COVID because I have been self-isolating. I have been, you know, really kind of sticking to my house. We had Instacart deliveries. My husband was shopping.
Glaser is 32 years old, and she's also the mother of three-year-old twins. When she started to feel run down in her final week of pregnancy, she had plenty to blame it on. But then she developed more flu-like symptoms, chills, a sore throat, and a 100-degree fever. That's when her doctor insisted that she go to Sisters of Charity Hospital in Buffalo for a COVID-19 test.
Within an hour, they actually came down to the waiting room and they were in full PPE. So I knew right then and there that I was positive for COVID.
Glaser was shocked. And over her next 8 days of isolating at home, she says she struggled almost more mentally than physically.
Emotionally, it was very rough for me to have a positive diagnosis. Being 39 weeks pregnant, I felt very guilty as a mom. Even with all the caution I took, the virus still found me and it still infected me.
And Glaser was also worried about her unborn baby, who was originally due to arrive on her favorite holiday, July 4th.
I prayed that she would not come while I was self-isolating because that would actually be worse than better because I was still, you know, infectious. So her chance of getting it would have been greater if she would have came during that self-isolation.
Luckily, the baby waited. Isla Alice arrived through a natural birth on July 11th, about 2 weeks after Glaser tested positive for the virus.
I had a very rough delivery. I had to deliver fully masked, but the best case scenario was that she was able to, I don't know if you can actually hear her. She's in my arms here.
Glaser says Isla tested negative for her first COVID-19 test at just 2 days old, and she's remained virus-free over the past 6 weeks. Glaser has also recovered herself, and she credits the medical workers at Buffalo OBGYN and Sisters Hospital for both of their health.
They never flinched from fear when, you know, I was a COVID-positive mom coming into their delivery room. They all did what they needed to do to care for me, be compassionate. You know, it just gives you a newfound perspective about what our medical professionals are doing daily to care for those who are sick.
Today, Glaser still isn't sure how she came down with the virus. But with Western New York experiencing another uptick in cases, she says everyone needs to keep doing their part in order to protect the people they love.
My biggest thing is please mask up, please care about others. We will get through this together. This pandemic has been so long so far. And it's probably going to be even longer, but we all need to care about one another and wear our masks.
Isla, meanwhile, is settling in nicely at home in Amherst, where her big sister Evelyn sang her a special song the first time they met.
It's definitely a unique story that I will eventually tell her, and I think that she is the strongest baby to go through this. And, you know, she's a little COVID survivor. She's a fighter for sure. She has that red hair, so she's like our fiery warrior girl. And one day I'm going to be able to tell her that I, you know, went through a pandemic pregnant. I contracted COVID, but we both survived and we both are stronger now because of it.
Kyle Mackey, WBFO News.